Concert pianist Stephen Huff also composes and writes for an online publication, among his other activities. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the internationally renowned soloist continues to find fresh inspiration in the great masterworks.
Stephen Huff describes Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto as a wonderful mountain to climb.
It's quite thrilling to play from the very first opening chords, where, you know, from the bottom of the keyboard to the top of the keyboard, it's like testing the piano out. You feel the vibrations under your fingers, and the orchestra's playing one of the most beautiful tunes ever written, and, you know, what's not to like about that experience? But, of course, it's more than that, isn't it? Because the piece develops into all sorts of interesting areas and becomes very tragically emotional as well.
Huff says Tchaikovsky, considered an arch-romantic, is more complex, his music reflecting his love of children as well as the influence of his favorite composer, Mozart.
He had this vision always in the back of his mind of a classicism. It isn't just letting everything hang out. There's a discipline there, there's an innocence there, and that intention with all the emotion and all the passion makes the music so compelling, I think.
As a concert musician, Huff says he approaches every performance, even of such well-known works, with fresh appreciation, and playing with various orchestras also makes each experience new.
Because every conductor, every orchestra is going to have a slightly different feel for the piece, a different take.
This Sunday, WRTI's broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra in Concert features Stephen Huff playing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.